This is Help Wanted, the show that makes your work work for you. I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
And I'm money expert Nicole Lappin. On Tuesdays, Jason and I answer the helpline and help callers solve their work problems.
And on Thursdays, I give you one way to improve your work and build a career or company you love.
And it starts now.
Someone is bothering you, and you cannot seem to change them. I don't know, maybe it's an annoying colleague, or a stubborn boss, or a challenging client. Maybe it's a loved one who just doesn't seem to want what you want. You have nudged, you have pushed, you have perhaps even pleaded, and nothing works. So today, I will give you something new to try, and it might change everything. In fact, it might even make you both you and the person who is annoying you, happier. But before I share it, I want to tell you about how my mom used this tactic to solve a years-long problem with a dog. Okay, let me tell you about Charlie. Charlie is 11. He lives with my sister and her family. He's my sister and family's dog. And Charlie, he's a good dog. He's a good boy. He listens. He's sweet. He's very patient with kids. I've seen this firsthand because my boys have climbed all over Charlie. Charlie just chills. It's great. But Charlie has one big downside. When he spots other animals on a walk, he goes nuts. How nuts are we talking? Well, my parents live near my sister and sometimes walk Charlie, and he has yanked both of my parents to the ground as they gripped his leash tight. Charlie's a big dog. He's really strong. One time, Charlie lunged at a cat and it broke my dad's finger. Now, does Charlie know this is bad? It's hard to tell, of course. He's certainly been told, but a decade's worth of no Charlie, bad Charlie, does not break this habit. Because of this, my mom is understandably nervous about walking Charlie. But a month or so ago, she decided to try something new. She took Charlie on a walk and brought some treats. And here's what she wrote me by email afterward. I'm just going to read this email from my mom. She writes, "When I noticed a dog coming down the road, I let Charlie smell the treat in my hand. Then, as the dog got closer, I told Charlie to sit. He did, focusing on my hand. The dog walked past us, and Charlie only focused on the treat." Wow. This happened 3 times. A man even complimented Charlie's behavior. "A well-trained dog," he said. "Now a simple modification allows me to walk Charlie stress-free. I even took him for a 3-mile walk by myself the next day. No anxiety for me." Any thoughts on applying this to other life situations? All right, that was the email from my mom. Clearly, my mom reads my work, reads the newsletter, listens to this podcast, because yes, what she has done with Charlie totally applies to other life situations. As I thought about it, I realized that my mom had done something simple and brilliant. I'm going to give it a name, the even more principle. So let's hit pause on Charlie for a moment, and to appreciate the even more principle, let's instead think about people. Here are 3 truths about people. Truth number 1, everyone has desires. Truth number 2, sometimes they act on those desires. Truth number 3, when they do act on those desires, everyone else is forced to react. For example, let's say that you have a manager, and let's say that that manager wants to know how your project is going. That manager will act upon that desire and ask you for an update. Then you and maybe your team must react by producing an update. Now, let's say the manager wants even more information and becomes a micromanager. Now you must produce more updates and suffer under this very great annoyance. Trust me, I've had micromanagers. I know, very annoying. Okay, simple enough. So desire, act on desire, others react to action. Now here's where it gets interesting. Yes, everyone has desires, but everyone has a hierarchy of desires. And if you know what someone's hierarchy is, then you can take control of a situation. All you need to do is ask, what does this person want even more? Hence the even more principle. All right, so let's talk about how to use it, how to use even more. Let's go back to the manager. The manager is asking for constant updates and becoming a micromanager, and that is annoying. So let's ask the most important question. What does the manager want even more than updates? The answer here seems clear. The manager may be asking for singular updates, but that is not what the manager most wants. The manager really wants to be in the know, to feel involved, heard, and in control. And now that you know this, you can provide it on your terms. Like I said, I've been in this situation many times. And what I did is I proactively increased my communication, sending lots of emails and updates. Then the manager felt satisfied and in control. They were in the know. They trusted me more, and they started to leave me alone. Thank you, finally. This isn't about being manipulative. I want to be really clear about that. Not about being manipulative. It is about understanding underlying motivations and deeper needs. Because once you know what someone wants even more, you have a better chance of getting what you want too. And that's what my mom did with Charlie. In the past, the dynamic was simple. Charlie saw another dog. He wanted to run toward that dog, and my parents had to hold him back. Charlie acted, and my parents reacted. But when my mom tried this trick with the treats, what she was really doing was essentially asking, what does Charlie want even more than running toward other animals? And the answer was treats. Well, my mom offered Charlie treats. She gained his full attention. He sat patiently and waited, even as another dog walked by. My mom acted, and Charlie reacted. Now imagine how that scales. If you have an annoying client who's never satisfied, well, okay, what do they want even more than whatever thing they're harping on? Surely there is some priority of theirs that is not being addressed, and it's more important to them than whatever they're complaining about. Do you have an overly critical family member? Okay, what do they want even more than being critical? Surely there's some emotional need that they're trying to express, and that is more important to them than whatever they're critiquing. Do you have a business partner who's asking for unreasonable things? All right, well, what do they want even more than the stuff they're asking for? Surely there's some larger goal or need at the root of their request. And if you know that, you can find better solutions for them. This is how you change the dynamic. It isn't by challenging someone else's desires, because when someone wants something, they are not often dissuaded. And if you push back, they're just going to push back harder. Instead, this is about identifying what they want even more and then taking control. It works with dogs. It works with babies. Every parent has learned to redirect a child. I sure have. But it works in larger, more complicated ways too. You just need to think about the larger, more complicated person that you're dealing with. They want things. So do you. So the question is, what do you want even more than fighting with them? And as you know, if you're a regular Help Wanted listener, I always read my newsletter, which is called One Thing Better, right here on the podcast. So that's what you just heard. My newsletter, One Thing Better, each week, one way to be more successful and satisfied at work and build a career or company you love. You can find it. Read it early, because I read it here on the podcast a few weeks later. You can read it early. You can respond to me. You can get in touch and get involved at onethingbetter.email. That is my web address. Just type it into a browser, onethingbetter.email, or just stay tuned here to Help Wanted, where I read these newsletters. Now, what do you want even more than hearing me tell you about my newsletter? Well, I don't know. You tell me. But don't worry, because now I'm done. Help Wanted is a production of Money News Network. Help Wanted is hosted by me, Jason Pfeiffer.
And me, Nicole Lappin. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. If you want some help, email our helpline at helpwanted@moneynewsnetwork.com for the chance to have some of your questions answered on the show. And follow us on Instagram at Money News and TikTok at Money News Network for exclusive content and to see our beautiful faces. Maybe a little dance?
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
All right, well, talk to you soon.